Ah, Lord Jesus, it was in love that you said, "Send me," when the Father asked, "Whom shall we send?" Lord, it was in love that you were born as a man, coming down from heaven to show us the Father and to reconcile us to him, freeing us from our sin that consumes us and the temptations that are ever before us. Lord, it was in love that you healed the sick, raised the dead, and gave freedom to the captives. And Lord, you now share the riches and the treasures of heaven with us. You give to us what we could not get from anyone else, life. And Lord, you came into the world that would despise you, hate you, threaten you, beat you, and would rather set a known criminal free than release you, a man innocent of any wrongdoing. And Lord, you brought the best to men, and they gave to you their worst. It was for love that you were arrested on that night, for having been guilty of having taught the ways of God, of speaking truth. And it was for love that you were beaten and spit upon, never retaliating with the same unkindness and pain. That truth is hard to bear, hard to hear, and harder yet to admit. You would not stand and accuse those whose cruelty brought you such physical pain. Your pain had already been displayed as you wept for Jerusalem on the way into the city for Passover. In Matthew 23:7, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. And you would cry for her suffering, but you yourself would not create it. The people were not unlike people of today who want a leader that will take their fight to their oppressors, as they themselves do not see that what is brought forth is not God's kingdom, but the dreams and passions of a man for his kingdom on earth. What you offered, Lord, to them was not for this world, this kingdom on the earth, but of the world to come and your kingdom, Lord. You would suffer for those who were already there in Jerusalem in that day, and you would suffer for those of us who were yet to come. And by our actions in this life, we each can be said to be the one landing the blows to your back. Your stripes came by our hand as we demanded that you be crucified because you made us uncomfortable. And it was for love that you bore each stripe and felt the depth of your flesh's pain as it was beaten and torn from your earthly body. And it was for love that you stood there as the crown of thorns were placed on your head and a robe set about your shoulders as you were mocked at being a king. As the blood flowed freely down your face, not once did you curse those accursing you, accusing you, nor did you speak out in your own defense. It was for love when you cried out, "Eloi, Eloi lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When God our Father had to turn from looking upon you and the sin that you bore, the sin that was mine and of those around me, for we had caused you and God the Father so much pain, breaking his heart and your body. And it was for love that with your last breath you would say, "It is finished," and give up your spirit. And it was by love's strength that the stone in front of the tomb was rolled away, and the tomb was then found to be empty. It was by love that you had risen on the third day, and would soon after ascend into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father. You had accomplished what you had come to do when you first answered the Father's calling, asking, "Whom shall we send?" And it was for love that now, it was love that now had conquered death. And it was love that had now set the captives free. It was by love that we are given the opportunity to acknowledge, to confess, and then repent of our sin, being forgiven for what we have done, maybe doing today, or what we'll do in the future. And all of this by the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, of Jesus, without whom we have not the power to change anything or any part of ourselves and do it in any way that is pleasing to God. This is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:18-19. You see, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God proves his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:7-8. And Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and earth derives its name. And I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Ephesians 3:14-19. And that's my prayer for you today, that you may seek to strengthen or build in your relationship with the Lord. You see, it's not enough to say that you believe in God to say that you're a Christian. We must seek him daily. We must spend time with him in prayer, and we must spend time in his word, not only because he asks these things of us, but because there is so much to know of him and such wonderful and amazing things to learn about our Father in heaven. By his word, we are given opportunity for life, to live a life more abundant than we could ever imagine or dream of. We only have to come to him and believe that he is who he says he is, and then take what he gives us and go out and tell the others the good news. You see, spending time with the Lord is how you will come to know and to love him. And this is where you will hear him as he speaks to your heart about your life. Many will fall by the wayside as they have set their priorities upon the things of this world. But spending time with the Lord in all the ways he offers himself to you, such as gathering with his church, being active within his body, building relationships, and using the gifts he has given you, these are all things that complete and nurture you in your walk with the Lord as you journey home. So will you lay down your old sinful life? Will you separate yourself from your old sinful nature? Will you willingly lay down your life by picking up your cross and denying self, your old sinful nature, to be reborn, full of the Holy Spirit, and given a life with renewal, as all this comes to you through the suffering Christ endured, his resurrection that was witnessed by over 500 people seeing him, and by the changes then that take place when you are filled with God's Holy Spirit? For no longer do you want what the world wants, but you seek to know what it is that God wants for your life, and you will never be the same again. Follow him not in word only, but in love. For we are called to mirror the image, the ways of our Lord, showing the love of God to others. God's love is unconditional, not based on merits or actions. He loves us even when we can be found not loving him. Romans 5:8, but God proves his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's love is sacrificial. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And God's love is transformational. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. God's love exhibits the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit being the third person of the triune Godhead. These are love and joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all of which we could not exhibit without hindrance, but for the help of the Holy Spirit. These we can display in our relationships, our communities, and in our witness. This is a lifelong journey. It is filled with traps and snares, temptations, and others who will seek to mislead you or harm you. Falsehoods will echo across your path, and invitations will come asking you to sit a while, not with the saints, but those seeking to draw you away from God. So listen carefully to their words, discern their truth, and speak the name of Jesus in the conversations and discussions that you have. Listen to hear their hearts speak, as they will be listening to yours. And Philippians 4:13 reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You see, it all comes down to one simple thing: Lust will call you into the street. Greed will draw you into the shadows. But God's love will breathe life into you and fill you with such richness and fullness that you will wonder why you fought so long for the things of this world when love and life were but a breath away. Jesus did not die to condemn the world as it stood condemned already. Rather, he came to breathe life into the dead and give hope where there was none. So won't you give your life to him today and live?